question is, why do you think Sri Chinmoy created this world of multi-day racing?
Well, I think it was a natural extension of, you know, his spiritual philosophy. It's something that evolved. Running, he used as a metaphor for what we're trying to do inwardly, you know, and not just on our path, but, you know, people who run regularly all the time always talk about, you know, feeling something special from running. But the runner, you know, accomplishes his goal simply by placing one foot in front of another. And, you know, the multi-day racing, as I say, evolved. You know, in the early days, our runs were just a mile, 2 miles, track and field event. I remember in the early days, it was like the guys ran 3 miles. Can you imagine 3 miles? It's unbelievable. And we would oftentimes have games days or Olympic-style days, events would take place, and these guys would actually run outside of the field, outside of the oval, and run out on the street and, you know, do 3 miles. It was unbelievable. Then 5 miles and 7 miles, and then, you know, applying the principles of transcendence, eventually came to these multi-day events. And the multi-day events, you know, more than any other race, particularly the 3100, really lend itself to, you know, lend themselves to an inner demand. You know, you have to go within to, in order to accomplish the task without. So I think the multi-days become, you know, that's why they're such an important part of the Sri Chinmoy Center.
You have worked at the races from the first multi-day races on up until this one. For an experience for you, what kind of a thing do you get out of it by coming here and treating people? You've come all the way from Chicago. You're going to be here for a day or so, and you worked on guys today. I mean, what happens to you when you're there?
Well, in truth, first of all, it's an incredible honor to work on them. I mean, I'll be frank. I'm a human being. Sometimes I come in tired. I go, oh, God, what can I do? Oh, God. But then you enter into their world. And you play some small part in helping them accomplish their goal. And their goal is heroic, particularly the 3,100-mile race. I mean, it's like, it's unbelievable. And so by virtue of, you know, entering into their world, they're really heroes, you get a little bigger. Okay. You know, you feel a little bit better. You feel a little bit more joyful. Yes. You know, I come away, you know, tired sometimes from treating people. But compared to what they do, come on, it's a small sacrifice to pay. They really accomplish something so significant. And as I say, particularly the 3100, it's the nature of that race is such that everyone who participates, the runners who are doing 99.999% of the work, and the scorekeepers and the support people and the medical people all feel like they're playing some tiny role in that accomplishment.
Do you think that what happens at the race, these guys have been there now for 46 days, do you think it has an impact beyond the perimeter of the race itself? Is it something that reaches out into the world?
Yes, I do. I think that not just the race, but anything good carries with it a vibration. It's like, I feel, this is my personal philosophy, that, you know, we create a little, you know, let us say a little, for lack of a better term, a little aura about us. You know, you walk through my world when you pass me on the street. You walk through my consciousness aura. And if my consciousness aura is sweet, if it's good, if it's joyful, then you pass through my space and you leave it a little bit more joyful. Are you know, you encounter it. I don't think people realize how vulnerable their consciousness is. That is to say, you could pass by someone in the street who's depressed or angry, and suddenly your own thoughts will become so. Everything that we do carries a consciousness with it. So when someone does something that is transcendent in nature, that transcendence isn't bound just by the physicality of the experience itself. it goes way beyond. We live in an ocean of collective consciousness. Think of it that way. So when someone does something good and, so to speak, brightens the water, sweetens the water, it allows for other people to experience goodness, transcendence. I don't think it's limited at all spatially. I don't think it's limited in time or space. I think it goes way, way beyond that little oval that they're running on.
Okay. Coming back to very practical terms, as a chiropractor who has worked on multi-day runners, 3,100, 10-day people, is there anything new that you haven't seen before out there?
Well, what is new and what is unique? From a physical standpoint, no. Over the years, the physical problems repeat themselves. But what strikes me as new, and I would use the term almost miraculous, is the fact that I see problems that would halt any runner in their normal day in their tracks. You'd see them blisters and shin splints and back pain and knee pain, and those kinds of things would typically stop the runner, and the doctor would say, rest for 2 weeks to a month, 2 months. Here, it seems that the will of the soul to transcend, the physical surrenders to. I see these kinds of problems resolve oftentimes in a matter of days. Something that would stop someone for weeks or months, in 2 days they're back running, and somehow it's not there. The problem is gone. That is what is new. That is what is different than what you would see in a typical day-to-day event, treating anybody else or treating a typical running situation.
I know you have given remedies to runners in the past, or even this summer, which are not typically chiropractic, that you're aware of conditions that are blocks that may have nothing to do with a bone or a muscle or a tissue at all, that you've told people that they mentally have to change a little bit in order to get through it. Am I correct in your kind of a treatment? That as a guy who's so familiar with the race, you see a physical problem, but you're also aware on occasion that they have to do something else internally to make it work.
Yeah. That happens. And the 3,100 more than any other race, the mental state and the consciousness state of the individual has much to do with whether the physical state, let's face it, the physical is exhausted. Think about it. Running, 62 miles a day?
A lot.
Who can endure that? If their mind or if their consciousness is depleted, if they enter into a sadness, if they enter into an inner funk, then the physical becomes overwhelming. I mean, we experience this in our normal everyday life. If you're mentally down, then the physical weighs. I mean, when I go running, I can go running 2 miles. But if my mind is consumed with issues and worries, I weigh 10,000 pounds. Now, I weigh more than I should anyway, but I weigh 10,000 pounds on those days when I'm mentally, overwhelmed, mentally consumed. But if I'm clear or if I'm joyful, I'm lighter physically. And that I experience in a short race. So that kind of thing becomes more exaggerated in a race of the nature of 3,100 miles.
You're aware of this in some of the runners I know and have told them that their problem isn't with their knee or their ankle or their foot or something, that they have to do something about their attitude.
Their joy. Hey, straighten up. I smack them around. Actually treating them, I always contend that, my treating the runners is sort of a joke in a sense. These guys, do they really need me? I'll come in here 3 days. I've been here now 6 days out of, how many days they run?
Well, 45 or 46. Okay. Something.
And, there are other people that come out, but even then, I treat them for 10 minutes. Most of what I do, I contend, is just to create joy. We laugh on the table. We have a good time. We talk, we tell, share inspiring stories. And, I'm treating them and I'm doing this and that, but in reality, it's joy creating, and the joy creating is healing.
Sri Chinmoy seemed to have a very special connection with the race. This is its 14th year, and certainly up until his last year, 2007, he came several times a day. He was giving, seemed to be, a lot of attention to it. What do you think that was all about?
My feeling is that this race, more than any other race, I will describe it as